Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Joel Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, and Dr. Sherry Keffer. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live, where we believe calling us is always better than having to call 911. And joining me in the studio today, Dr. Dave Stoop's there.
And I'm here.
And how you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Doing all right. You know, we, once again, I'm up at WQME broadcasting. Sometimes I do it at home, but we had so many storms last night here that the power was knocked out of our internet provider.
Wow.
So they always, WQME is so great. And if you've never, ever taken a look at Anderson University, boy, it is one fine school. So I recommend highly to everybody. And so check them out online. It's really an amazing school. And anyway, Dave, you're doing all right today?
Doing well, yes.
Uh-huh. Very well. And, you know, this is, well, this is what happens this time of year is, boy, everybody gets, well, we get pretty weathered in and get to see, well, except California people. It's always the same. But
it's always the
but
same.
But the rest Drought. Of us out here, you know, we're having some fun.
Send us some rain, would you?
Yeah, well, we I don't know how much we had, but it was a lot.
Wow.
It was an awful lot. All right, you call us today if you want to talk to us, 1-800-229-3000. And I want to remind you that tv.newlife.com can help you for everything from getting rid of your secrets to building the sexual intimacy in your life. Today, on the tv.newlife.com is the fear of abandonment. And what do you do about this real psychological issue that can cause problems with your intimacy or trust? And we need to all look at it. And I'm talking about a situation where, you know, you've got fear of abandonment, but you have to move forward and take the risk. Otherwise, you get addicted to sameness and predictability. That's right there. Also, you know, the Ask Me Anything feature we love doing. And, you know, today we're going to do some more, answering some more Ask Me Anythings. But you can get 2 weeks free just by going over to tv.newlife.com. And we've got some amazing workshops coming up for you. Listen to this about the marriage weekend from Matt. He said his wife and him had been trying to connect, but were only occasionally successful. They were committed, but frustrated at conflicts that would result even when they both had the best of intentions. Man, I tell you, that I think that's the story
that's
of
common.
So many people.
Yeah.
This workshop was an active experience that's better than reading a book. And he said his wife and he learned more about each other and got to know other couples in a deep and meaningful way. They gained knowledge of the dysfunction that he brought into the relationship. And then, how does he establish new and healthy habits? And his wife, they shared the experience so that they could jumpstart their new connection and the habits that were modeled by Jesus. And he says, if you're ever thinking about going to a marriage workshop, don't let anything stand in the way of attending the Marriage Weekend Workshop. That's November the 7th in Orange County. And right alongside, we're doing Healing is a Choice. So if you've got guilt and shame and anger, bitterness, resentment, fear and panic, all of those kinds of things, anger so deep that you go out of control, this Healing is a Choice is for you, November the 7th in Orange County, California. We will take this break. When we come back, we're going to go right to the phones. Glad you're with us today on New Life.
I want to thank my husband for bringing me here.
The New Life Marriage Weekend is coming to Orange County November 7th through the 9th.
We are leaving here as new people and a new couple, I think truly with hope for the future.
Join Mylon and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship. And then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
Doctors Dave and Jan Stoop.
We're going to talk about the degrees of love and different ways that we love. And what is it that destroys our love? And then how do you repair love when it's broken?
And Steve Artiber.
And I'm going to be talking about the seven things that you need to stop right now, and the seven things you need to start doing in your marriage, and the 7 minutes that will matter the most for the future of your relationship.
To register or to find out more, call today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
If you're struggling with Every Man's Battle, we're also going to be doing Every Man's Battle November the 7th in Orange County. Everything's in Orange County on November the 7th. So, boy, you could really turn things around getting ready for Thanksgiving and Christmas. And I think if you go to one of these workshops by calling us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE or looking at newlife.com, you'll have a lot more to be thankful for at Thanksgiving. All right, let's go to Tammy from Baltimore, Maryland, WAVA. Hello, Tammy.
Hello.
Oh, can you speak right up, please?
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
We're getting there.
How are you?
Good, Tammy. Can you speak right up?
I am. Can you hear me?
Now I can.
Much better.
How could we help you?
Well, my husband and I are right now treating each other like roommates.
Okay. That's
and
very
I
common.
Wanted to know, I wanted to know what can I do to try to fix it.
Okay. What do you think has led to the roommate status of your marriage?
I'm still trying to figure it out. I'm just going by what he told me. It was just some things that he said that was bothering him and it sort of built up, which was me helping out my family, you know, financially wise and just going down doing other stuff. It was not showing a lot of affection and, you know, spending a lot of time at work, that type of stuff.
Well,
but I didn't think that was bothering him, you know.
Yeah.
Well, and it
I would
just
imagine
came all about all of a sudden.
Yeah, I would imagine that it's almost impossible to connect with somebody who is resentful of you, or to want to be affectionate with somebody that's harboring resentment toward you. And if you're the resenter, you have no interest. So it kind of makes sense that you guys would be roommates because you've got this big wall of resentment between you.
Well, did,
but I don't know why it happened.
Well, I don't know that that really matters as much as what are you guys going to do about it that would be helpful.
Well, he wanted a long time ago to go to like a family retreat or something. And I said, no, I didn't want to go because I didn't think there was anything wrong with our marriage. And I told him, you know, I'd rather go on a vacation and have a lot of fun, not to sit around and listen to a lecture. And I
Bummer.
Think that kind of upset him.
Yeah, well.
Well, it's interesting that he's more interested than you seem to be in terms of fixing the marriage.
Yeah, why is that? What's that, what's that all about?
Well, I wanted, like I said, I didn't think anything was, I didn't think anything was wrong. I didn't think I was doing anything out of place. And then now all of a sudden I get the silent treatment just out of nowhere.
Tammy,
usually when we're angry at each other.
Tammy, tell me what his concerns are about you taking care of your family.
whenever they need money, and I'm just talking about, you know, my parents, yeah. I try to help them out, or either, you know, like a cousin or a nephew, there are some things that they did, they got in trouble, and I try to help them out, and we haven't got any money returned to us, and he was upset about that.
Well, my guess is that that's also a sense of loyalty question in his mind. It's almost like you take for granted. It feels, as I listen to you, like you're taking for granted his relationship with you, and he's been doing that as well. I mean, it's been mutual, I'm sure. But there's also that resentment of coming that you're more loyal to your family than you are to me. I wonder if that's something that he has been feeling.
I thought about that too, but I try to take care of my family before even I do anything for my extended family. I always ask his permission too. You know, is it okay?
Okay,
well that's good. But you know, Tammy, it does sound as if you are completely disconnected from his heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it feels like that he's made some attempts to come closer, like, hey, let's go to a family retreat. And just the fact that you would resist that shows me a little bit of distance. And then secondly, that you didn't realize there was a problem and that actually could have helped that problem, says there's a lot of emotional detachment that's going on. And I think that there's a lot that could be done to help the relationship. And if I were you, I would be sitting down with him. Has he threatened to leave yet?
He has. He said he wanted to separate or either maybe divorce. And I said, you know, I don't think that what's going on is serious enough for a divorce, you know.
Well, Tammy, now what you just said there was, I think you're absolutely wrong and irrational, and from my logical standpoint, this would not register as a serious problem. So you're kind of stupid to be thinking that we ought to divorce over these little minor issues, when in reality, he sees those issues as giant, huge, horrible, needing to be dealt with. So you didn't really connect with him. You didn't say, yeah, I understand. I feel that way, too. No, you said, hey, your feelings are inappropriate, buddy.
You've minimized, and you've done that with us. You minimize as you talk about it. And if you do that with him, that just adds to what he's struggling with. Somehow you've got to take very seriously his issues and his concerns, and he's kind of the typical wife, and you sound like the typical husband in that you were unaware, and he's got the emotional wherewithal to say something's missing. You need to take
it
very seriously.
So that will cause him not to talk or try to have a conversation?
Yeah. That's right. He withdraws. There's a better way that he could deal with it, but we're talking to you, and he's threatened
to leave.
And
he took his rings off. Would that cause him to do that too?
That's
trying to get your attention and say this is a big deal.
See, what you're saying is, rather than fix the problem, I would like to point out to you how inappropriately he has responded to our problem. He has taken his rings off, and that's inappropriate. He shut down and not said anything, and that's inappropriate. Rather than, how do I win the heart of this man? And I think, Tammy, you and him need to be at that marriage weekend. And I think you ought to be sitting down. I'm going to give you a subscription to tv.newlife.com. You ought to be sitting down and watching those videos together and holding hands. And you ought to be the most affectionate you've ever been in your entire life.
And you lonely.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do now, but I still can't get him to talk.
But he hasn't heard you yet say that you realize his feelings are valid. And no wonder he's so miserable. He wants to leave.
And somehow you got to not minimize what he's feeling and what these minor little problems are. They're the surface, but underneath it is, you don't really care about me. You don't really pay much attention to me.
And that's not true. true.
Okay.
No, but that's his experience of
but
you,
But your
Tammy.
Reaction to his concerns, that's what it looks like to him, and that's why he's saying, I'm not going to live like this anymore. He's trying to shake things up a little bit. So you come back to him and say, I hear you, honey. I finally get it. I've been so wrong in trying to, you know, judge how bad our problem was rather than work with you to try to fix it. Now let's go do something together. I miss us, and I am not more interested in my career, my job. I'm not more interested in my family, who I enable with money. I want direction from you. I want connection with you. Humbling yourself, admitting you're powerless, and admitting that you guys need a supernatural intervention by God, and you need to be doing whatever you can while God is doing whatever you cannot do.
Okay.
Okay. Now I'm going to send you the 7-minute marriage solution, and it is so simple. 7 things you need to stop doing to him right now. We've already talked about it, 8 of them, I think. And then 7 things to start doing. And one of those is to start responding romantically to him. And so if he says you're not affectionate, every chance you get, you need to be affectionate. Not necessarily starting off touching him, but telling him how positive.
Just say, I love you,
yes.
Like a message or something, like write a note or something.
Yes. Yeah, you can do that, but you can also do this. You can show him affection by telling him what you love about him and what you respect about him. And you've been blind to how hard he has tried to get your attention, and he's got it now. Okay?
Yes.
All right. Now, I really appreciate how courageous you are in calling us. Let me send you this book. Let me give you a subscription to tv.newlife.com. And everybody, there is so much marriage improvement material at tv.newlife.com. Dave, I think we've got 550 different programs, and Dave has done 500 of the 550.
Not quite.
But there is just such good stuff by John Townsend, Henry Cloud, myself, Dave, Mylon, and Jill and Sherry. So if you really want to change your life from home, that's about the best way I know to do it, because it's going to push you to get out of your house and get with other people that can be helpful to you. Let's go to Carol in Washington, D.C. WAVA is the station. Hi, Carol.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm blessed, but not too good.
Okay, tell me.
I have a lot of, I've had female problems. I've already had surgery and lost my left ovary and my left fallopian tube.
Mm.
Which that already in itself makes me feel like, you know, I'm like some kind of defective woman. Mm. I now have a 7-centimeter cyst that they think is possibly hemorrhagic on my right ovary.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have any children. And I have not, haven't been for any follow-up tests or gone to see another doctor, because I don't think there's anybody that's going to guarantee me that they can save my right ovary. And I feel like, you know, if it's cancer or something, I don't even care, because if all hope is gone for having children, then I have nothing to look forward to.
All right.
And I don't know. I take medication and I see a counselor, but I guess I don't know. My question is, when will the hurt or the pain of this ever go away?
Mm. Well, Carol, how old are you?
I'm 47.
Okay. Are you married?
Well, my age is against me, too. And I ask God, please take the desire away, but it's like that just... And I never know what's going to set me off. I mean, like, I can be fine, and then, you know, I was on the way to my primary care doctor's office, and there were people, you know, waiting for afternoon kindergarten.
Okay,
the bus stop.
Carol.
And it just hurt me.
Carol, are you married?
No.
Okay. All right, well, we're going to give you some help here. And you're talking to somebody who went through 7 years of being part of an infertile couple. And I think that we can help you. And Dave has worked with so many folks in desperate situations like this. We want to give you some hope and help you see things from a different perspective. And I'm going to tell you that there are a lot of things we're going to tell you can do other than just ask God to take the desire away. We'll be back after this.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live, and I can't tell you how excited we are about New Life Television. It's an internet television channel at tv.newlife.com. Check it out. You'll see that there's exclusive content, content that we really don't have time to get into here on our radio program. We go down deep, and we try to provide you the foundations of the stuff that we know and the stuff that we like to share with you. There's a day on biblical integration, in the news, life recovery, and it's only $9.95 a month, and that supports this ministry. It's an in-depth attempt to connect with you deeper and provide you with a stronger foundation of biblical wisdom from God's Word. Check it out, tv.newlife.com, tv.newlife.com.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Hey, we're back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Dave Stoop. Tonight, I'm going to be up in Bolingbrook and Illinois talking to the Living Alternatives Pregnancy Resource Center annual fundraising banquet, which I love to do, taking what God can do with evil things and making something good out of them. And then Friday and Saturday, I'm going to be at Ridgecrest, North Carolina at the Lifeway Marriage Getaway event, doing 4 workshops and speaking from the platform Friday night. And then I'll be in Laguna from Sunday through Wednesday at the National Center for Fathering, at their rendezvous meeting. And what a great organization they are, National Center for Fathering. So it's going to be a busy week and weekend. You pray for me, and if you're around those areas, I'd love to meet you and say hello. Now, we're talking with Carol.
Hey, Carol.
Carol, are you still there?
Carol? Yes.
Okay, Dave's got something, and then I want to talk to you about something else.
You have such a strong desire for children. I wonder if that hasn't kind of kept men away from you.
Well, when I was in my 20s, you know, and 30, early 30s, you know, I didn't, you know, at that time I didn't really, you know, want to have children because I didn't want to be, you know, tied down, and I would just wasn't ready for the responsibility. Okay. I had, you know, a boyfriend and everything at the time, and my former boyfriend, him and I are kind of, you know, trying to get back together and, you know, talking about, you know.
But it almost feels like if...
The possibility of marriage and maybe trying, you know, to have, so that we can try to have, you know, a child together, because we never stopped contacting each other, but it's just, mm-hmm. It's like I feel like, you know, what if that happens and I can't produce? Like I said, I feel like,
well,
I just feel like I'm not really a woman if I can't.
But there's so many other ways that you can fulfill that desire, and I think that's part of, you know, we were talking during the break about some of those possibilities.
But what Dave is talking about here is, have you done some things that would cause a man to want to go the other direction? Because if you're going to have a child, you need to be married. If you're going to be married,
right.
You need to date. If you're going to date, you need to be looking forward to a future with a man, not just future with a sperm donor.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I mean,
so,
right now I don't even date because, I mean, like I
you're
said,
depressed.
First of all, you know,
yeah.
With my
but once friend, you once you
I
get
start.
Married, listen, Carol, once you get married, you might be able to have a biological child. You might not. If you can't, there's also always taking the eggs that you have, and maybe a surrogate womb can produce a child with your husband. There's foster care, being a foster parent to someone who, if you don't love them, you know, they may never experience that. There's adoption. You know, I went through 7 years of infertility, and then we adopted Madeline, and it's just such a joyful part of my life to have this amazing human being to be part of my life. There's spiritual motherhood where, you know, that desire you're wanting God to take away might be the desire He would use to cause you to minister to younger people and to help meet their needs.
Well, I kind of do that. There's, unfortunately, there's a lot of drug activity, you know, in this area. And
okay,
I
all right.
Do,
I don't want to talk about the drug activity in the area. I want you...
No, but I mean, I try to minister to them to try to stop and show
yeah.
them that they don't need
good.
It.
Good. So here's what I'm saying. Rather than ask God to take the desire away, or think that you're less than because you can't or might not be able to have a child biologically, go to the doctor and get that taken care of. And get the help as soon as you can. Because life is worth living. And you've narrowed it down to it's not worth it if I can't have my own biological child. And I am evidence, as are millions of other people, that there are other ways that God provides us with children.
Well, it's that saying we've often repeated. You turn your misery, whatever's making you miserable, you turn that into a ministry. You find
yeah.
a way to express it in a constructive, spiritually dynamic way. And you have no idea. When you ask God to remove it, you ought to be asking instead, God, show me how I can use this desire in a way that brings honor to you.
Okay. I am going to send you Healing is a Choice. I am going to heavily suggest that you hang on and let us see if you could get to the Healing is a Choice workshop. It would change so much for you. It would give you a different perspective on the future. We see so many people completely desperate walk out of there with a brand new hope because they see it from a different perspective. They reframe what life is all about. So I want that for you. So hold on, And I'm also going to give you access to tv.newlife.com. There is so much on there that is the source of hope rather than desperation. I think you're really going to like that. tv.newlife.com. Anybody else that's desperate, it's there.
I've been struggling since I was probably in my mid-20s.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I honestly felt like I was on an island all by myself, and I was the only one in the world that was like this, you know, and why did God create me like this?
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
When I went to Every Man's Battle right from the very beginning, I realized that this is every man's battle, not just my battle.
Yeah. Become the man you want to be, the husband your wife needs you to be, the father your children can look up to.
Every Man's Battle explains to you why you are like you are, and they give you the tools, and they teach you the scriptures, and they show you how to work your way through the problems, and where to get help, and how to get help, and who to get help through.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
Don't wait. Just go ahead and go, and it'll make a huge difference in your life and your family's life.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Dave Stoop. Dave, you're going to Brazil next week. What are you doing there?
We're doing a Restoration of the Family conference in Florianopolis, way down south, and it's an organization called Rever, R-U-V-E-R. I don't know what it means in Portuguese, but I'm looking forward to it. I'm the sole speaker for 4 days.
Oh, man, they're so fortunate. Now, do you use an interpreter?
Yeah, it'll be done through it. I don't speak Portuguese.
You know, if you say to somebody like he's the Brad Pitt of taxi care drivers, you know, or something like that. Well, I found out who the number one star was in Korea. And so my interpreter's going along there, and I say thank you to, and I gave his name, and I said, you know, he is the Brad Pitt of interpreters here in Korea. And I used their most popular movie star's name, and people, well, of course, he cracked up because he heard what I said first, and then everybody's wanting to know, you know, what's he
going to
say?
There's a few people in the audience that understand English and chuckle too. Yeah.
And then when he said, oh my goodness, you could not hear people stopping their laughing. Blessed from Fairfield, Ohio, WCVX. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing today?
Doing good. Okay. What's going on?
Can you hear me well?
We can.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to take you off speaker. Hold on 1 second.
That's a good move.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Even better.
Okay, great. All right, what's going on? First of all, I want to thank you guys. You guys have changed my life, oh my gosh, extremely. I've been listening to you for years, and you guys don't even know how much you've changed my life and people around me and helped me minister to people and oh, my gosh. I mean, it's just amazing. I just love you guys to pieces.
Wow. Thank you.
You are a blessing, and you will be. I hope when you get to heaven, God gives you so many crowns that you won't even be able to walk with them. Well, you better walk, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Well,
how can we help
you? My first question is, my nickname is Blessed, but every time I tell people my name, because I just changed it, because I feel like I'm blessed. I just went through a transitional phase. People always, always just look at me like I'm the weirdest person in the world, and I don't understand why. That's the first question.
Well, it's not a typical name. And
right.
Plus, it leads into a testimony, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Well, if my name was Hope Arterburn, you know, people would say, interesting. How did you ever end up with that name? I mean, you couldn't get past asking about that name. And so I first thing came up on the board was blessed or blessed, you know, and I'm just wondering, just like you said, wow, where did that name come from? That's so interesting.
Well, allow me to elaborate, if I may. Long story short, I've been married for 25 years, 24 going on 25. I had to leave my wife. I called you guys a while back, several times actually. She was a drug addict. I had to leave because she just would not, you know, comply and different things that she would not do. So I had to leave, and God gave me the strength to get out of there, you know, and I did it through Al-Anon. It wasn't like I just automatically just left, you know, so people out there don't think you just leave like that. You know, I prayed about it. It was a lot of praying and things, and I believe that God was leading me out the door. I have my own place now, and I'm, you know, I'm struggling, but I'm getting by. So I believe that, you know, I had an opportunity to do that without losing my arms, losing my legs, losing my sight. You know, a lot of people I hear, they've lost their sons, their daughters, and things like that. Then they can say, you know, that they're blessed. And, you know, and so many people have to testify, and they have this huge testimony of things that's happened to them. You know what
okay.
I mean?
All right. We need to get to your question, though, because we're running out of time.
I figured that.
Do you have a question?
That. But I wanted to testify, so there you go.
Okay.
My question is a friend of mine is on Adderall, the drug Adderall, and they won't stop because they said that they're taking it for ADHD. I told them they're crazy because it doesn't make sense to me why they would take Adderall if they have, I'm sorry, not ADHD, anxiety and depression.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's not a med for that. You can become addicted to Adderall. I've had
several
people.
They are addicted. They're snorting it. They're snorting it up their nose.
Okay, so what's the question for us? Because we've heard of this before.
My question is that true or false?
Well,
that could be used for that.
Well, let's just look at the fact that they're snorting it. That is an improper use of prescription medication.
That's evidence right there.
Right. Secondly, do people get addicted to this stuff? Yes. Thirdly, is it common? Yes. And fourthly, does his life make sense?
No.
No. And so that right there would tell you that he's got a problem. So you say
to... No, sorry. I apologize. That wasn't my question. I apologize. My question was, can Adderall be used for the purposes, or is it commonly used for the purposes of having anxiety and depression?
No.
By itself.
No. The question, I thought we answered that. No, it's not used for that. And there are other medications that are used, like Lexapro, that would deal with both anxiety and depression. But Adderall is not one.
So you would say to him, look, I've done some work on this. The fact that you're snorting this, the fact that this isn't what it's prescribed for. I've talked to a psychologist and a guy that thinks he knows everything, and that this just doesn't make sense. So you can say you're doing this, but I know differently, and I want to help you.
Exactly. Well, you have serotonin and dopamine. That was another part of my question. That was part C. The serotonin and dopamine, is there a way that they can use a supplement to get more serotonin and dopamine in their system? So,
well, there are specific medications that produce those in a person's system. So if they went to see a competent psychiatrist and he determined one or both are the problem, he'd know what to provide them by way of prescription medication.
And Adderall does not touch those areas.
Yeah. All right. I'm glad that you called. Let's go to Ann from Washington, D.C., WAVA. Hi there.
Hi, good afternoon. I am calling with a couple questions here. I'm an adult adoptee. the state that I was born in has a voluntary registry where I have signed up, and you know, if you're on that registry, then you can meet your birth parents if they also sign up to participate.
Okay.
So I'm going to be 44 years old this week, and part of the thing is that the state requires that you have an hour of counseling with the therapist that specializes in adoption reunions, and I'm actually trying to set that appointment up today.
What's the question for us, then?
So I guess my birth father has signed up on the registry, and it sounds like he's very eager to meet me. My birth mother acts like she doesn't really want to at all. So I guess my question is, can you tell me anything that you would say or not say or not ask when meeting the birth father? And, like, just how would you, I mean, as a woman, I'm hoping that my husband would go with me.
Yeah.
I would hope so.
Well, you know what? I would start with two, and then I'll hear from Dave. First thing is that before you ask anything and before you go, that you would take away any expectation that you have from meeting your birth father. Because it can go one of 74 different directions. It can be very satisfying, could be not satisfying at all, could be extremely disappointing. So you need to be aware this may not go well, and take the pressure off of it having to go well or you needing it to go well. Secondly, acknowledge to yourself and him that he did not give you up for adoption.
Okay.
He didn't give you up for adoption. Do you know what that means?
No, not really.
Do you think he gave you up for adoption?
Well, it was probably more of the mother's decision.
Do you think she gave you up for adoption?
Yes.
No. She had no idea who Anne was. She didn't know you. You weren't you yet. She gave up the concept of having a child. Whoever that child was had nothing to do with you. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay, so you have to have that awareness. This was not personal. This was not about me. It was just they couldn't raise a child, not they couldn't raise me. Because I wasn't even me yet. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Big, huge. It's very important.
So important.
So important, and that you say to them, able to say before you meet with them, I get it that you didn't give me up for adoption. You just couldn't handle a baby.
Before coming to Healing is a Choice, I was completely worn out.
I, coming here, was an empty shell.
I don't want people to think that you have to be just desperate to come. It's for people who don't know what to do next.
To open up to 8 different strangers was actually a relief. And so much got off my shoulders. And I feel so much lighter now. And I feel so much better. And I feel like I can give so much more to other people. And I don't feel ashamed. And I don't feel like I'm damaged goods.
Group therapy is different than individual therapy.
It's like a year's worth of individual therapy.
They fit together nicely.
The Healing is a Choice weekend is coming up November 7th through the 9th in Orange County. To register or to find out more, call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
I leave here with hope.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
I just absolutely believe in the mission of New Life, and I feel that the materials provided and the biblical counseling perspective is so valuable and not available in so many places, and New Life and membership in Club New Life provides access to the live program and also CDs available to listen to. So I know it's easy to turn on the radio and receive the benefit, but those services don't come without expense. And I would sure like to see the program remain on. So I would like to challenge listeners who listen and receive benefit but haven't yet given to actually give this year and continue the giving, of course, because more people need to hear.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask how you can start your Club New Life membership today. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn, you're talking to Anne, who's going to meet with her birth dad. Dave, you had a couple of things
well,
you
yeah,
wanted to
mention. I think you would just keep it informational in terms of tell me about your life and what's going on, and you tell him about your life. And I can't underscore enough Steve's suggestion that you lower your expectations, because it's mostly, I think, a curiosity thing to see, and it's not going to be something where he becomes your dad. You've got a dad and a mom, and hopefully they were good people and raised you well. But we wish you well, and just don't have any expectations.
Okay.
And actually, there's one other little part of the question, if I could ask.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't told my adoptive parents
anything
about the searching. I just feel like they would be devastated.
Well, why don't you give them a chance to show you what they would be like? And why don't you tell them, hey, you know what? I'm just kind of at 44. I don't know. I'm kind of curious. And how would you feel if I was open to meeting with my birth father? Because he signed up for a registry.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
And it's nice to get some medical information.
Right. That's kind of the big part of why I'm doing this, because I have some health issues myself, and I want to find out that.
Well, I don't think your adoptive parents will be blown away by that at all. Every kid who's adopted has a different response. Some could care less, and you obviously haven't cared much, and you're 44. I've got a 19-year-old adopted grandson that really doesn't care. It's an open adoption, so he knows where they are, but he just doesn't care.
Yeah.
And I don't think Madeline cares either, does she?
No.
So take the chance and just let them know and say, I'm curious about some things medically and other things.
And just be sure they know, hey, look, I don't need another father or mother. You guys are amazing. Thank you. It's not about you. All right. Thank you for calling. I'm going to send you Healing is a Choice. I hope that's... I'm going to send you Forgiving the Unforgivable that Dave wrote. I think that could really help you be sure you're free of expectations and fully grieved. In the studio is Dr. Larry Sonnenberg. He is the doctor of scholarshipery. And Larry, we've given away, 180,000 in scholarships this year?
Yeah, a little more than that, but in that range.
And we only gave about 130,000 last year total.
Right.
We've got people that want them. Our funds are low.
Right.
And if there's any way people can help us, we'd like for them to. Is that what you were coming in here to say?
That, and I promised the folks at our call center, because when people hear we have a scholarship fund, some folks don't realize that the intention of that fund is for people who are in financial straits and need help.
And you have to qualify
and
fill out some paperwork.
Yes.
And to the couple that had $100,000 in savings, that it's not going to work. I'm sorry, but thank you for calling us.
Yeah, I mean, we laugh at that. It's not quite that ludicrous, but there have been some cases where folks had a lot of assets, a lot of money, and they just thought we were giving money away.
And them calling to want giving away money has a lot to do with why they're able to have a lot of assets.
Yeah.
But they're conscientious about that.
We just want them, if they are in that shape, to maybe make a little gift our way.
For somebody else.
Right.
So I just wanted to encourage folks. I want to clarify and make sure people know that when you give towards a scholarship fund, we take that fund real seriously. We look at applications. We consider whether it's a worthy cause, and but we don't ever want money to be the reason you don't come.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so if you can give, please do so. And if you need help, give us a call.
Yeah. All right, I'm glad you came in, Larry. God bless you, and thank you for all that you do to keep New Life going. And, you know, Larry actually saved New Life. He's the reason we all get to be here. And
he's the financial stability guru.
That's why we wear these little WWLD bracelets. What would Larry do?
You know, I want to say something about our staff.
Okay.
We have the most incredible staff. I mean, we have people that do just yeoman's work. They do the work of more than one person.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody here. They do it with great spirit. People get along. They love this ministry and what they do, and our staff supports. Many of them, our Club New Life members, support what we do themselves. And I just am so proud of the folks that work at New Life.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to, Henry on another program took the lead. I want to give a scholarship.
Great.
And I want to challenge other people to step up and do the same thing. We really do need your help, and I want to lead the way. So come match what I'm going to do, and let's get this scholarship fund fully funded again, because, man, does it ever help so many.
And we've got a lot of workshops coming up. We got marriage, yes, we do. Healing is a choice, women in the battle, every man's battle. We just have a lot going on between now and next month. So
okay. All right. Thank
Thanks.
You, Larry. Appreciate it. And, you know, if you are struggling with something, there are probably some really good excuses that you've come up with that would indicate you cannot be helped, that there is no help. A lot of times when we do Lose It for Life, like we're doing in January, we only do it once a year, I say to people, you know, a lot of times people don't come to these to get well. They come to prove they can't get better. And so I try to get them to look at that kind of thinking. If you think that your marriage is too far gone, could we have a shot at that before you go? Could you let us be the last thing you ever did before you sign the divorce papers? Can you get the other human being involved? Because we have seen amazing reconciliation. On Healing is a Choice, we've seen people say things out loud to everyone. They didn't have to, but they wanted to. Things that they had never, ever mentioned that they did in their past. They hadn't mentioned it for decades. I remember this little lady was almost 80, I think, and she had never told anybody about this one part of her life. And she shared it with us and the others for the first time ever. That's what we love to see so much. And so if we can help you in any way, we know that there's something here. If you'll ask for the help, we know that there's something that can help you at one of our workshops. And we're just waiting for you to call us and let us find what might be the best solution. And you call 1-800-NEWLIFE. And then if you have the financial resources, would you please, if at all possible, would you call and be part of that scholarship fund? Because it'll make all the difference in the world in someone's life. Larry, Dave, anything you guys want to add?
Well, I was going to add, Steve, that at our last Everyman's Battle, there was a guy that got up at the end and said, I came here merely to appease my family that wanted me to come. I knew I wasn't going to get anything. This was a waste of my time, but I couldn't get him off my back unless I came. And he said, not only did I get the tools to deal with what I need to deal with this, but I got reconnected with Christ, and I recommitted my life to Christ. So I kind of
there you go.
I dare folks, if you think that you're beyond reach and you can't, nothing's going to help you, I dare you to come to one of our workshops.
Yeah. I double dare you.
Give us a chance.
Triple
right?
dog dare.
Yeah, triple dog. All right, everybody. God bless you. Thank you for joining us. And just do the next right thing today. You're going to be okay in the long run. And we'll see you next time. Thank you, Dave. And thank you, Larry. God bless all of you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry.
to make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.